I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 28th. There will be some cleaning up to do around Quincy today after last night's strong thunderstorms. Gusty winds and heavy rain brought down some trees and limbs in parts of Wollaston, North Quincy, and Howe's Neck. A large tree came down on Beach Street in Wollaston, knocking out power to the area and damaging a parked car. Winds as high as 43 miles per hour were reported in Squantum, but there was no serious damage. Reports of a possible water spout off of Scituate and Hull are being investigated. All power has since been restored. West Nile virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Quincy. State health officials say a sample of mosquitoes taken on Monday tested positive for West Nile virus. Officials say there have been no human cases of the virus in Quincy and that the risk level for West Nile in Quincy remains low. There have been a total of 15 positive samples of West Nile virus in Massachusetts this year and one human case reported from Middlesex County. Officials remind people to take precautions, including removing standing water from around your home, avoiding outdoor activities at dawn and dusk, wearing long sleeves and pants, repairing damaged screens, and using repellent containing DEET. Quincy officials say they are working with the Norfolk County Mosquito Control Project to control the mosquito population in Quincy. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says it is his hope that students will not have to wear face masks when they return to full in-person learning in the fall. Koch says his recommendation will be for full-time in-classroom instruction with no mask mandate. He says the school committee will issue a statement before the start of classes. The Boston area's subway system faces a severe threat from rising seas over the next 50 years that could cause flooding and cut critical links around the city, according to a new study. The report, written by researchers at MIT and Tulane University, say the MBTA must take sweeping action to fortify its coastal infrastructure. The study is scheduled for publication next month in the journal Transportation Research. It used sea level rise projections to determine what segments of the system's four major subway lines might be most affected by floodwaters from a major storm. A 100-year storm would completely inundate the Blue Line and large portions of the Red and Orange Lines by 2030. And by 2070, a 100-year storm would flood nearly the entire network. The T is working on long-term plans to protect the transit network from rising seas. In response to the threat, the MBTA has directed nearly $2 million to a number of short-term projects they hope will prevent flooding on the Blue Line, but the scope of the problem demands more long-term and expensive solutions, according to experts. Failing to address the issue could have a negative impact on the economy of the city. Governor Baker says his office is reviewing the latest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which said it now recommends that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant of the coronavirus is fueling infection surges. The guidance on masks in indoor public places applies in parts of the country with at least 50 new cases per 100,000 people over the past week. That includes 60% of U.S. counties. In Massachusetts, Barnstable County is the only area of high transmission, and Bristol, Dukes, Nantucket, and Suffolk counties are considered areas of substantial transmission. CDC now recommending that everyone wear a mask indoors in public if you're in an area of substantial or high transmission. In Massachusetts, Baker previously has said he has no plans to change the current policies with respect to school in the fall, but said he was waiting to hear from the CDC and other governors about the issue. While the overall volume of cars on Massachusetts roadways has rebounded to the pre-pandemic crush, travel patterns remain altered And the state's top highway official does not expect a new normal to become clear until the end of the year. Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, who last month said traffic is back to about 2019 levels, Monday told the Department of Transportation's board that officials have observed an increase in trips during the middle of the day or at other off-peak times. For example, the morning commute south on the expressway between Mass Ave and Braintree took about 6 minutes longer last week than it did 2 years ago. But the evening eastbound drive on the Mass Pike was more than 5 minutes faster than it was in 2019. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute's 2021 Urban Mobility Report, released in late June, found that Boston area drivers spent an average of 50 hours in traffic in 2020. Researchers ranked Boston the second worst area in the nation for delays that daily commuters face, and sixth worst for total annual delays. Two Democratic state senators are calling on Governor Baker to end the relationship his administration has with the consulting firm McKinsey and Company. The governor recently gave the firm the task of trying to gauge the longer-term impact that the COVID-19 pandemic would have on the future of work in Massachusetts. State Senators Diana DeSoglio from Methuen and Ann Gobey of Spencer sent a letter to Baker on Monday. The two pointed to the $573 million settlement reached by Attorney General Mara Healey and other attorneys general with McKinsey Company for advising Purdue Pharma on how to boost OxyContin sales. The Future of Work study produced by McKinsey and Company found the rise of hybrid and remote work during the past year and a half is just one of the ways the future of business in Massachusetts could change in the post-pandemic years, shifting the state's economic center of gravity away from the Boston core. A former Massachusetts leader of the Boy Scouts has been sentenced to 33 years in prison for sexually exploiting more than a dozen children through a social media app. In addition to his prison term, 25-year-old Matthew Murphy of Whitman was also sentenced in U.S. District Court in Boston to 10 years probation. The investigation began in 2017 when law enforcement learned that Murphy had posed as a teenage girl on Snapchat to extort nude photos from a middle school boy. Through the investigation, authorities found that Murphy used 5 separate Snapchat accounts to sexually exploit at least 15 children. He knew some of the children and their families through his connection to local Boy Scout troops. He pleaded guilty in January 2020 to multiple counts of sexual exploitation of children. A chain of breweries and brew pubs in Massachusetts is permanently closing all of its locations. Beer Works, which was in Boston, Salem, Lowell, Hingham, and Framingham, said it has served its last beers. The first Beer Works location opened in 1992 near Fenway Park. No Beer Works locations have been open since March of 2020, when the state ordered a shutdown to all restaurant businesses due to the pandemic. 9 dolphins were stranded on beaches on the Cape on Monday, but most survived and either swam away or were released back into the water by a local wildlife group. A mother and her calf were stranded in Brewster, and 7 dolphins became stranded in Wellfleet. The calf died. 2 of the dolphins in Wellfleet managed to swim away. 1 died. The International Fund for Animal Welfare released the 5 surviving stranded dolphins back into the ocean later in the day on Monday. The group gave the animals a full health assessment and tagged them with tracking devices before releasing them. Cape Cod is a hotspot for dolphins becoming stranded, and Wellfleet is a hotspot within a hotspot. The short-beaked common dolphins became stranded on the bay side of the Cape and were released at Herring Cove Beach, where there is quick access to deep water. A check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 85 points. The NASDAQ dropped 180. And the S&P fell 20. Asian stocks also lower. The dollar advanced, the euro was higher, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox and Blue Jays rained out at Fenway last night. They will play a 7-inning doubleheader at Fenway today. Game 1 at 2:10 this afternoon. Game 2 tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: some clouds breaking to some sunshine at a high 74 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered showers around at a high 77 degrees. Friday, start out with some showers, then turn partly cloudy, high 82. And Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high 78. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide right after 3:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:32, sets at 8:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 28th.